This is, I was home. For the holidays, I like to go home every year for Christmas. I go back to my hometown of Long Island, New York, where I come from. And, yeah, there's always one. Two, excuse me. There's always two. And so I go back every year to my hometown for the holidays. And when I go back, I don't rent a hotel or anything. I just go where I stay in the house I grew up in. I stay in the bedroom I grew up in with my parents, who still live there, for 14 days. Just me and my parents in the little bedroom I grew up in. I don't rent a car, so I go wherever my parents go every fucking day. Every day, they start about, like 5 in the morning, they get up. A lot is based on breads. They talk a lot about breads, how they're going to prepare their breads in the morning, whether they choose to toast it or... It's old people shit, you know? Just, maybe we'll toast it. Maybe we'll have marmalade on. I don't fucking know. And then about 8 o'clock, we make our first... I get in the back of their 1996 Saturn... That with roll-up windows. My father got the last car off the assembly line with roll-up windows. They were like, hey, Mr. Frangiola, for $50 more, we can give you power windows. He's like, fuck that. Go rip somebody else off. That's a scam. That's how I read about that. Those aren't catching on. This is the Buck Rogers over here talking future shit. Power windows? No, thank you. We're good. Thank you. Go rip the next sucker off. We're fine. This will be good. Still going. Look at me committing to the bit, people. Still going. So I get in the back of the Saturn. We make our first stop, 8:30 in the morning. We make our first stop. We go to a place called Kohl's. You have it here? You have Kohl's here today? Okay. My mother, it's not even open yet. She waits outside the door 10 minutes beforehand for the unlocking. I don't know. They go every morning. I don't know how many more pairs of sweatpants my father needs, but they go every day to Kohl's. And as we're driving there, my mother will explain to me the wonders of Kohl's cash. She goes, Christopher, you know what Kohl's cash is? I'm like, I don't know what Kohl's cash is. She goes, oh, it's a wonderful thing. Sometimes they email it to me. Sometimes I get it right from the register. And it's deeply discounted prices on some of the Kohl's products. Christopher, for instance, would you like something from Mark Anthony's collection, Christopher, would you like something from Mark Anthony's collection, Christopher? Would you like a pair of slim-fitting jeans from Mark Anthony's collection? Mark Anthony has a collection of slim-fitting jeans and shirts at Kohl's, Christopher. He's from married to J-Lo. Would you like a pair of his pants, Christopher? I'm like... Normally they're $65, Christopher. With my Kohl's cash, I get them for $1. Would you like Mark Anthony jeans for $1, Christopher? I'm like, no, Mom, I'm good. I don't need any Mark Anthony pants. She said, okay, that's fine. Okay, Christopher, would you like some Tim McGraw cologne, Christopher? Would you like to smell like Tim McGraw for 40 cents? I can have you smell like Tim McGraw, Christopher. Would you like some McGraw, Christopher? Would you like some McGraw? 40 cents. Christopher, can you imagine the pussy tornado that's coming your way, my friend, if you're walking down the street smelling like Tim McGraw and dressed like Mark Anthony? Christopher, the pussy is just going to be slapping you right in the face. Good luck keeping it off you, my friend. What happened to my mother? She's gone completely insane. I'm like, no, Mom, I'm good. I don't need to. I like Tim McGraw. Hey, listen, I don't want to smell like him. He's great, right? Tim McGraw's great. Cowboy hat on. Looks like a badass cowboy, right? Cowboy hat off. Looks like a Radio Shack manager. Whatever. Talented. Talented guy. Talented.